Now, he didn't say put a little dab on it. He said blot it out so you can't even read what's underneath the mark. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, vainness, foolishness, and nothingness, and cleanse me from my sin.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
God bless you. This is Apostle James Brodnick's. Oh, I am so excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people. I did say ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. God said in his word in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things. How many things? All things. That thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prospereth. Well, I am here today to give you a personal invite to our Miracle Working Prayer Blessing services every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Yes, church by phone at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You must meet us in this prayer chamber. People are testifying. They are bragging on nobody but God. Oh, healing miracles, miracles of deliverance, financial miracles, broken homes being put back together, health being restored. Oh, it's just amazing what the Lord Jesus is doing here on Church by Phone. So meet us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And I declare you will be glad you did. But right now, here is my special guest, the Canadian prophetess, Prophetess Gloria Johnson, to give you a personal invite.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Thou shalt rejoice and be glad in it. I believe that today is a day for miracles. And tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, you must join myself and Apostle Broadnax, the Double Portion Action Team, in supernatural miracle anointing. I believe that the latter day glory, that glory that only can come from the heavens, when the Lord spoke it through the prophet in the Bible, that glory, one of the meanings is desire. It's time for not just your desire, it's time for God's desire for you. I believe that on tonight, Tuesday, June the 8th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, as you meet us in the prayer chamber, 318-754-0001, and press *5 on your telephone keypad. That will raise your hand up for prayer. We are in the prayer chamber. Sometimes for hours, we take time with each and every caller. If you will come into that prayer chamber and put up your hand and let God move, we will pray for you. And you can be like the scores of people from all across America that God is bringing into their blessing. Like Sister Cindy in Wichita, who has, by the faith of God and the favor of God, is moving into a brand new, built from the ground home. I'm telling you, she designed it the way she wanted it. And they are in the middle of building it right now. Very soon, they're going to be moving into that home. I think of when God released a $70,000 miracle for her supernaturally. That which was held back from the VA was placed in her hand. In fact, she didn't even know it was being transferred. There was a message in her voicemail that she didn't even listen to, because every time she talked to them, it was one excuse after the other. But when she looked in her bank account and saw a $70,000 transfer, she went to the voicemail and they said, your first payment of $70,000 will be direct deposited to your bank account. I'm talking about a supernatural favor miracle, a latter-day blessing. The silver and gold belongs to God. And if he has to sweep down from the very heavens, he is going to do it. And you are going to receive your miracle breakthrough. This is it. The Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, circle this day upon your calendar and get under the anointing. Tonight, that's Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You must not miss the miracle prophetic prayer line. You must come into the prayer chamber with Apostle Broadnax and myself as we take time and pray and come against every demon that's been holding back your blessing, the devil that has been tying up your breakthrough. Somebody that is listening to me right now, you're just like Daniel. You've been praying and interceding, and you don't understand why God hasn't heard you, but he has heard you. He already dispatched the angel, but the prince of darkness has brought forth confusion. But tonight, in the prayer chamber, that confusion is going to be broken. That breakthrough is going to take place. And you are going to know, yea, even beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is still God. And he is going to release that latter-day blessing, that Holy Ghost explosion in your home, in your ministry, preacher. Have you not prayed and wept and walked the floors? Have you not stood in the gap for many and have said, Lord, which direction do I go? The enemy has tried to tell you that through COVID, you're done. You are not done. There is a latter-day anointing. The greatest miracles of your life, the greatest miracle explosion, the greatest breakthrough, the greatest turnaround that you have ever seen is going to come. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. God is not through with you. He is absolutely not through. I don't care what you have to do. You might have to get somebody else to work your shift. You might have to get someone to take your children to the park. You may have to close yourself in your prayer room. But I am telling you, God said, if you will meet us in the prayer chamber tonight, there is going to be a word of prophecy, a word of knowledge for that business, for that ministry, for that marriage, for this end time anointing. The Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, I am getting ready to pour out my glory, just like I did in the upper room. There shall be a new beginning, a Holy Ghost explosion. You will say, my God, look what the Lord has done. I am not through blessing you, saith the Lord. I am the God that cannot fail. And when I speak and release angels and give them their mandate, they have to go. And even though the enemy would try to cause the blessing to be held back, even though he would try to bring confusion, my child,